USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the United States continue to spike, Dr. Anthony Fauci says news of a potential coronavirus vaccine should serve as a motivator to the American people.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Fauci also saying many Americans have what's known as COVID fatigue.
People are worn out about this, but we've got to hang in there a bit longer, particularly as we get into the holiday seasons and the colder weather.
President Trump in a series of tweets on Sunday saying Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is a winner only in the eyes of mainstream media outlets, signaling his desire to keep contesting the November 3rd election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Arizona's done counting all its presidential votes. Democrat Joe Biden won by over 10,000 votes over President Trump in the final vote tally. The last time the state voted for a Democrat was 1996 with Bill Clinton. There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. According to AAA, around 50 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving this year amid the coronavirus pandemic, that number down about 5 million from previous years. The estimated 50 million figure would mark the largest one-year decrease in travel since the economic crisis of 2008. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Although the presidential election is still in doubt, there's many talk if a Joe Biden administration comes into office on January 20th that they would force governors to lock down their states. So far, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi have both said they would not shut down their state and take part in any sort of lockdown. As far as what can be done to get things under control, Dr. Bob Lajeda tells CBS News,
"The problem is this, that people are fatigued and tired of wearing masks and social distancing and washing hands. We see that with the various events, sporting events, weddings, where people are not wearing masks, hundreds of people gathering. It actually is a complete disregard for what we have been saying all along, and that is social distancing, wash your hands, behave as though the virus is radioactive, wear a mask. And this is really, really, really very basic. And if they do that, we will have control of this pandemic, particularly in those states which are hard hit right now."
The man who allegedly sucker-punched Rick Moranis is in custody. The actor was hit in the head on Manhattan's Central Park West last month, and surveillance video of the attack went viral. The NYPD finally caught the suspect yesterday. The 35-year-old homeless man faces assault charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.